U.S. and British journalists gathered yesterday in New York for a conference on their role in the Iraq War. They debated whether embedded reporters were good for journalism and whether U.S. reporters had asked enough questions of the government prior to the war. But there was broad agreement on one point, that over the past few weeks, American news organizations have become more skeptical. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Did the news media do a good job covering the war? The answer that emerged from the day-long conference at New School University, organized by Britain's Guardian newspaper and New York Magazine, was, it depends on which country's media you're talking about and which news medium. Print journalists took their colleagues in television to task for valuing good pictures over serious reporting. For instance, New York Magazine media writer Michael Wolff asked Leroy Sievers, executive producer of ABC's Nightline, whether embedding journalists with troops made for good television.
Good journalism or good television?
Good television. Was embedding good television?
Some of it was, some of it wasn't, but it's a loaded question. We weren't there
to do... It is a loaded question.
We weren't there to do good television.
Meanwhile, British journalists, including The Guardian's New York correspondent Gary Young, criticized their American counterparts for failing to ask more questions about the Bush administration's evidence before war.
The whole notion was, look, this is inevitable, of course it's going to happen. And in that sense, I do think that the American reporting of this conflict was incredibly flawed.
But those flaws, Young and others said, may be forgivable. U.S. journalists felt uncomfortable being critical after the attacks of September 11th and President Bush's with us or against us rhetoric. What's more, Young said, journalists are usually not very good at covering their own country's wars.
If you look at the way that the British covered Northern Ireland, they covered it appallingly. If you look at the way the French covered Algerian war, they covered it appallingly. That nations at war, media in powerful countries, in nations at war, do not do particularly well. And the reason they don't do particularly well is my second point, which is the political context is not favorable. I think the American media was out of kilter with the rest of the world. I don't think it was out of kilter with the large section of the American public.
But most of the day's panelists seem to agree that over the past few weeks, they'd noticed a sharp shift in the tone of reporting in the U.S. The Guardian's Washington correspondent, Suzanne Goldenberg, said the Bush administration's changing explanations of its rationale for war had helped fuel skepticism.
I think because the press had a sense of outrage that it had been duped before the war by spin. And so you're seeing day after day now, you're seeing little snippets of information coming out as the press follows up on this.
Other journalists pointed to changes on the ground in the U.S. and Iraq. The president's approval ratings seem to be falling, they said, which makes journalists feel like they have more freedom to be critical of the government. Meanwhile, American soldiers continue to die in Iraqi attacks. Newsweek editor Mark Whitaker said early reporting on the war had set up unrealistic expectations.
It made us think that this was a quick and easy victory. And I think we're only now seeing the implications as we see how difficult the aftermath is proving to be, that wasn't the case.
Whitaker said he expected the war, its rationale, and its aftermath to be in the news for months. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.